And a contact phone number?
Worker home?
Either one, whatever we could get a hold of you, which, just in case you need to, which I don't foresee, but... Okay. And so basically, we're investigating an incident that happened on the cul-de-sac. Came to an end at the cul-de-sac on your street. Now, can you tell me about what time you heard or saw anything?
It must have been about 3:45, 3:50.
Okay. And can you tell me what you heard?
I heard sirens getting louder and louder until I heard it was in front of my house.
Okay.
I heard like 3 gunshots and then a whole bunch of others, like maybe 8 more.
So did you hear 2? You heard 3, you said, and then you heard possibly 8 more? Was it 2 distinct times? Or were they separate of each other?
The first 2 or 3 sounded separate from the others.
Okay.
Stop.
And you said you heard somewhere around 8 more?
I wasn't really counting my
right, right.
My goodness, that's going on.
Everything's all approximate.
It sounded like 2 to 3 and then maybe 7 to 8 more.
Okay. And did you hear anybody say anything to anybody? Did you hear any commands? Did you hear?
After the first 2 or 3, I heard nothing.
Okay.
I couldn't make it out because my bedroom's in the back.
Okay.
I stayed put. I had gunfire in my front yard.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You wouldn't believe some of the things that some people do sometimes. They'll run right into after investigation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely stay inside. Were you here by yourself
mm-hmm.
last night? Okay. All right. I guess your neighbor was gone, and then that. There's a couple of home there.
My neighbor, she was coming right up. She came and talked to the officer afterward. I heard her voice.
Oh, okay.
Straight across.
My partner's interviewing that side of the street, so. Okay, is there anything else that you can tell me? Anything else you heard, saw?
The end, I saw my neighbor and that neighbor talking to the
officers. Okay, so after you saw your neighbor came out talking to the officers?
Mm-hmm. I don't think it was okay to open the door, but...
Yeah, everybody's in custody, so...
Okay, they got him.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
After all that gunfire, you'd think he'd be down, but...
Yeah, I don't, you know, they purposely kind of get just a general brief on the incident so we don't know a lot, so we can come in just with an open mind and talk to the people that actually lived through it, you know, so the neighbors. Anything else you want to add? Okay. We'll end the interview at 7:27.